Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everybody? We are live on location at Wings Etc. in Boiling Springs. And aren't we boiling today? It is awesome to be here. What an absolutely, totally Chamber of Commerce day. It's my first time out here, ladies and gentlemen, and this is simply, positively beautiful. It is absolutely gorgeous out here. Boiling Springs, I'm here to tell you, you're doing something right. Wings, etc., I'm here to tell you, you're doing something right. Mark, Ryan, and Lonzo here with you live on location, as well as our fantastic staff. Come out, say hello. We've got some good giveaways out here. We are inviting and encouraging every single person in the area to come out and sign up and join our massive bracket challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going boom. This thing is absolutely positively blowing up. I got an email today with the number of people that have signed up for this thing, and it is absolutely immense, absolutely immense. So here's what you do. You go to ESPN.com. You sign up for the bracket challenge. You make yourself eligible for amazing prizes, such as what, Lonzo?
Weird Al tickets, Dave and Buster's, lots of food things, lots of things going on around Greenville. So some awesome stuff that you can win. But all you got to do is enter, and you know what? It doesn't cost anything to enter.
But perhaps the best reason as to why you should enter is that you are able to compete and brag it out over the likes of Lonzo, yours truly, straight up with Sturge and Diesel. You have bragging rights for life if you show up, if you make your picks, and if you beat us. It just so happens that I hold in my hand the lone perfect bracket. The lone perfect bracket.
Have you ever done a perfect bracket
the
before?
The perfect bracket. Nobody's ever done a perfect bracket before, man. Do you know there's never been a perfect bracket in one of these things? Like, ESPN has 11 million entrants in the bracket tournament each and every year. They never have one perfect bracket. Has anyone ever had a perfect bracket? I feel great about my picks. I'll tell you what. I feel extremely, exceedingly confident in these particular selections. I may change one. Oh. I may change one pick along the way because I've heard some injury news. I have the illegal Martha Stewart inside information going on here. So I may make one particular change here. But outside of that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just here to ask you, who wants to finish second? Which of you would like to finish second in our blowout the budget amazing bracket challenge here today?
You know, here's the thing. Don't let him discourage you, because even if you finish second, you still will beat him, and he's ineligible to win the prizes. That means if you finish second to him, you still win.
Well, that's very likely to happen, Lonzo. That's very likely to happen, and I will have to grin and bear the fact that I can't claim any prizes here.
See,
but
not everybody takes the challenge when you're saying, come and beat me.
But
some people are like, man, that's Mark Ryan. He knows what he's talking about. He's won a few things.
If I win the tournament and they're second and they would like to use their gift cards to treat me somewhere,
there you go.
Then that is a perfectly legal part of the operation.
This dude hasn't paid for food since he's been here.
And that is a highly likely proposition. Last night, the first two games of March Madness, and Belmont was victorious, and Fairleigh Dickinson was victorious. Tonight in March Madness, we have the powerhouse matchups known as North Carolina Central against North Dakota State. Also, St. John's, led by Chris Mullen, against Arizona State. Tonight, let's be real honest about something, ladies and gentlemen. These are not really tournament games. Do you agree with that, Lonzo?
Oh, yeah, you're playing just to lose.
These are not tournament games. You're in the tournament if you're in the tournament. But if there's a slash next to your name in the bracket, you're not really in the tournament. You're not really in the tournament until you win these games, until you win these games moving forward. By the way, Lonzo's advice to me was to wear a jacket out here, and it feels like I'm walking on the crust of the earth. Right now, it is so warm out here.
Yeah,
so
you are sitting directly underneath a heater. That's the reason why.
We might have to change that here soon, Lonzo.
Well, you can move if you want.
Yeah, we might.
If you come over here, it's not as warm. That's all.
If
I'm saying.
I stay here in 11 minutes, there's a little bell that's going to go off, and Lonzo's going to say, "Mark, it's what's for dinner." That's exactly what's going to happen, folks. If you are out and about in the Boiling Springs, and Lonzo, can you explain to me what's the difference between Boiling Springs and Spartanburg?
No.
Are they the same thing?
No, I can't.
I can't. Patrick Brown?
I believe Boiling Springs is in Spartanburg County. Spartanburg County, and this is, you know, how Greenville has Malden.
Because
I
just passed, like a mile ago, the same Ingles that we did a show at.
Yeah.
And they told me that was in Spartanburg. So is Spartanburg the same thing as Boiling Springs? Patrick Brown in the network studio, can you help me out here? Is Boiling Springs the same thing as Spartanburg?
Don't ask me. I'm from Charleston. I don't know anything.
See, like I said, listen.
I have nobody to give me the answer here.
Boiling Springs is in Spartanburg.
We've got listeners out here, and they're saying kind of, sort of, maybe, but not really. They don't know. But in any case, we're at the Wings Etc. in Boiling Springs in Spartanburg, not far from the Westgate Ingles in Spartanburg. And if you guys are listening and you can swing maybe a little lunch, a late lunch, maybe you can swing a half an hour break to get out of work with your boss because you know you got your strategy plan for Thursday and Friday to get out of work anyway, right? We invite you to come out, say hello, would absolutely love to meet you. And we are rolling on here until 4 p.m. today. I'm looking at this tournament outside looking in, and I'm reading on greenvilleonline.com, and I received, Alonzo, I shared with you an email that I received earlier in the week from a listener that was very, very, very kind, very nice, very open about the fact that what he values about our show is that I am, in his words, the first totally open, totally honest, totally blunt, not afraid of consequences, tell it like it is host that the Upstate has had. These are the words of the emailer that emailed into the show the other day. And I really value that. I mean, I feel like I owe our listeners two things. One is to be honest with you, and two, to work as hard as I can on the show. And you'll always get that effort from me to the best of my ability. So my kind of antenna goes up, my dander goes up whenever I see something that is overly pro local teams that's not actually true. And I'm looking at Greenville Online today, which I should preface by saying I found them to be a very good source of information for a new person trying to learn the area. And Greenville Online, the headline says, snubbed Clemson and snubbed Furman might play in the NIT. Now, Furman, I think, has a case for saying we were snubbed. I think that's a word you could attach to them. Just like you couldn't say you got screwed over if you cheated on your girlfriend. You may have gotten screwed, but you didn't get screwed over. Right? You could say I got screwed over if I cheated on my girlfriend and I lost her. You can't say if you're Clemson that you got snubbed. There is no possible way you can say that. They did absolutely nothing over the course of the entire year to get into this thing. So can we just establish that we please never use that word, that phrase again? Clemson coach Brad Brownell speaks on not making the NCAA tournament and playing in what I affectionately term the not-in tournament, the NIT. Here's Coach Brownell.
Tough time of year for players. We're on spring break, so there's really nobody around. And you know, certainly a little disappointment with not making the NCAA tournament, not finishing the job to get there. But, you know, hopefully our guys are going to bounce back and be excited. The NIT is a prestigious tournament, obviously, with a tremendous history. And you still have to have a really good season to play in this. Obviously, there's only, you know, NC State was, you know, left out also. So only two of the teams in our league were able to make it. It's, you know, you got to be one of probably top 60, 65 teams in terms of at large to have a chance to play in this tournament. So it's really something that I hope our guys will approach the right way and play with enthusiasm and energy, and certainly hope we can get a few folks in the gym to help us.
You know, I like nice round numbers, Lonzo, and with 68 teams making the tournament and 32 teams making the NIT, out of 339 teams in Division I, there's an even 100 that either get to play in the NCAA or the NIT. But let's be honest about one thing. Coach Brownell deserves an Academy Award for being able to say with a straight face that the NIT is a major tournament, right? I mean, he deserves it. I can't believe he said that without laughing.
Not only the top 65. No. The top 65 don't go to the NIT.
Well, he said the top 65 at large. Patrick, I'm curious if you can clip just that part where he says going to the NIT is a major tournament. I can't help but laugh at that. The other part of this, and listen, this isn't an anti-Clemson take, ladies and gentlemen. What I found on our show when we opened up last week and we said, look, it's time for Clemson to look for a replacement for Coach Brownell, all the Clemson fans called in and agreed with us. They agreed with us. I thought I was opening myself up to the firing squad. And every single Clemson fan called in and agreed with what we were saying. It's unbelievable. Every single one called in and agreed with what we were saying. Blew my mind. So Clemson fans aren't interested in the tournament. You know, we had Aaron Torres on from Fox Sports Radio yesterday. Remember what he said, Lonzo? The number of fans that were saying, I don't want to see my average team in the tournament. We don't deserve to be in the tournament. I'm a Texas fan. I don't want to be in the tournament. I'm a South Carolina fan. I don't want to be in the tournament. It's incredible how that works out. But, you know, I do really value Coach Brownell calling the NIT a major tournament. I do. Congratulations to Clemson for winning. And by the way, Furman plays Wichita State. Then Clemson will play the winner of that game. And if you want me to watch an NIT game, put Clemson against Furman. Sorry, Clemson fans, I'm going for Furman in that one because Furman was legitimately snubbed, okay? I would go for Furman over Clemson in that game, but I will watch that game. I will watch that game because I want to see what the future is of both of those programs.
And you got to believe that Furman's going to want it more than Clemson will. I know the coaches acting like, you know, they're glad to be there. The players don't want to be there. They want to be in the real tournament. And Furman, I think they're probably going to have a little more drive and a little more heart. So at least this game will be interesting. I wouldn't be shocked if Furman pulled it off.
Lonzo, this is an awkward situation for me because we are a Clemson affiliate. And you don't want to say something that's going to wind up with you in the boss's office. But I'm watching the NIT game last night, and it's on our station. But I'm watching it on TV for a few minutes, and nobody's there. Literally nobody's there. Like, it was literally, there were tens of people in attendance. Tens. You could count them by the tens. There was nobody there. And we asked yesterday, what's going on? What's wrong with the state of basketball here in the Palmetto State? I think the little guys are doing it right. The Woffords and the Furmans of the world, UNC Greensboro. I think the big guys are doing it wrong. Zion Williamson almost commits to Clemson. They lose him. Ja Morant, South Carolina offers him, but they offered him late. He sticks with Murray State. What is the solution to the problem that exists here with major Palmetto State programs here in the state of South Carolina? Coming up next on the show, last night I found myself in the sports storm of all storms. All right? I'm going to report when we come back whether I've survived or not, and I'm going to share the story with you. It has to do with the largest contract ever awarded in professional sports. We'll share that story with you next. My name is Mark Ryan, and you're listening to Offsides live from Wings Etc. in Boiling Springs in Spartanburg. We are ESPN Upstate. Live on location at Wings Etc. in Boiling Springs, which I am told is kind of but not really the same thing as Spartanburg. I'm still trying to figure that one out as we roll on here today. 1-4, one day ahead of the tournament. You guys are signing up for our tournament challenge, right? ESPNUpstate.com. Sign up. Brought to you by V's Barbershop. This thing is popping. My picks are in. Lonzo's incorrect picks are in. And we're having some fun the rest of the way. By the way, want to give a shout-out. One of our listeners, Carrie Morgan, is out here today. And wanted to give him a shout-out for coming up and saying hello. And ladies and gentlemen, Carrie Morgan's mere presence is proof that miracles happen, is proof that miracles exist. Do you know why? Because Carrie Morgan is wearing a Gamecocks hat. I have never seen anybody in this area wear a Gamecocks anything. Lonzo, this must be a different thing, man. We must be, as we get closer to Spartanburg and Boiling Springs, it must be that the Clemson, the South Carolina fans are not ashamed of their team as much
no,
as they are by our building.
Here's the thing. You're calling people out. More and more people are going to show up in your face to show their Gamecock gear. And it's going to happen. You continue, and you're going to see a backlash of Gamecock stuff everywhere.
By the way, Kerry, I'll have you know, Lonzo, he enjoyed our little back and forth yesterday that I'm not even going to mention it again. I'm just going to say he thoroughly enjoyed that, Lonzo. I'm just going to put that out there. Okay,
I get you.
Okay, he gets me.
Understood.
Right. Understood. According to Lonzo. Okay. So you know we've been talking about, and coming up in the next segment, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be joined by a friend of the show, a Raleigh-based sports radio show host, Jeff Pantridge, who filled in on this show and also Straight Up with Sturge about a month ago. And he has an idea on what needs to happen with the NIT, and he ties it into the NBA. I think you're going to like his idea. That's coming up 16 minutes from right now. I have also – Keith Law is a noted baseball writer, a national baseball writer that has about 500,000 followers. Okay, and yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd love your thoughts on whether I'm right or wrong on this, but yesterday, Keith Law came at me. He and his posse of 500,000 followers came at me on Twitter about my take on Mike Trout.
So, ladies and gentlemen, apologize for the technical difficulties. We are live on location. Here at Wings Etc. in Boiling Springs and Spartanburg. Pardon our dust as we are working through some technical difficulties to get this show back on the air. I am speaking to you right now through my phone line, and we'll be back on the air on the usual stream just as soon as possible. So I was sharing with you that that yesterday I was getting into it, and one of the most noteworthy baseball personalities in the country was getting into it with me about my take on Mike Trout. And my take on Mike Trout is that the Angels made a really, really bad deal. He's been to the playoffs one time with the Angels, and I'm not saying Mike Trout is a bad player, and this isn't an anti-Mike Trout take. It is a take that $430 million on a team that has never invested $200 million in their payroll is an investment that is not going to pay dividends. Furthermore, if you look at the history of these mega deals, of these large contracts in Major League Baseball, they never work out. Name one mega deal, 10 years plus, that's worked out. And what's so amazing is the Angels made this deal when they're the victims of one of the worst of these deals. And that's the deal they gave Albert Pujols at the age of 11, at the age of 31. We good?
Yeah, I mean,
it's not that bad of a deal, really. I mean, a lot of people like this deal. So I'm still trying to grasp the fact that you don't like it.
Yeah, listen, it's not my favorite. So anyway, I'm going to bring you guys behind the scenes here, okay? So last night I tweet out $430 million, zero playoff wins, not series, games. Mike Trout has won zero playoff games, to which Keith Law says, to me, this tweet is trash, and he posts a GIF. And so I'm going to share with you the kind of this conversation here. I say, I respectfully disagree, Keith. While Trout is the best player in baseball, history shows poor results with long-term mega deals. With the Angels winning zero playoff games with Mike Trout on a reasonable deal, how does that bode for the future? And what's the value of this contract to the Angels when Mike Trout is the age of 35, 36, 37, 38, or 39? What's the value to the Angels at that particular point, right? He says Trout is worth 10 wins a year, making him the best player in baseball. That doesn't even get a team 20% of the way to the playoffs. Trout can't pitch the Angels to the playoffs or to a postseason win. I responded precisely my point, Keith. I've been saying this all day. Trout is worth 10 wins, and he doesn't even get them close. So why are you going to give him all half of the entire payroll? He's there. The Angels are paying Mike Trout half of the payroll of three teams. The Oakland A's, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Miami Marlins. Because in my opinion, baseball is the sport with the smallest player bump. He said, this is worse. I really don't think you understand baseball pay structures or industry revenues. So this is the point when I start getting talked down to, Lonzo, by a baseball royalty guy. You know, by one of the famous guys in baseball. I said, Keith, I covered the Rays in Tampa Bay for years and was also the pre- and post-game show host. You can't do that if you don't understand industry financials, especially with that team and the grand scheme of Major League Baseball. I don't believe the size of Trout's contract is conducive to long-term success. He says your own tweets are evidence that you don't understand the subject. See how he's talking down to me here?
Yeah, yeah.
Or that you are simply being contrarian for attention. The Rays' revenue situation is unique in Major League Baseball and has no relevance to the Angels. I said your condescending tone is disappointing, Keith. I share my opinion whether one of my tweets gets 1,000 likes or zero. I don't care if it goes viral or not. And if the Angels could trot out a $200 million payroll without batting an eyelash, one would think they'd have done so before now. At which point I was told by Keith not to tone police him. Okay, do not tone police me. He says I don't follow or grasp the industry well enough. And he and I go back and forth. And I'm saying, dude, you said they would clear $200 million payroll without batting an eyelash. They've never done that. In their history, the Angels have never done that. So it's kind of it's an open forum discussion, ladies and gentlemen, that really looks at the fact that I don't think one player in baseball is worth blowing your entire payroll on. I just don't think that's the case. And I think history has shown that. So whose side are you on, Upstate? Whose side are you on? Are you on Team Mark Ryan or are you on Team Keith Law? 1-844-477-3776 is the number. 1-844-GSP-ESPN. By the way, Keith Law again challenged me today. I posted something Colin Cowherd said that was in agreement with what I said. And he said, you're really looking to Colin Cowherd for your authority as to who's right and who's wrong? I've invited Keith Law on the show today. I've thrown out the number. I've alerted Patrick back in Network Studios and Lonzo here that if Keith Law calls in, we take his call at any time. All right? And because I want to see, is he open to having a debate with me on the show? If you're a guest on our show, Lonzo, I treat you as though you're a guest in my home with nothing but respect. Can we have an above-board conversation about this on the air today? We will see if Keith Law steps up to the plate, to use his baseball terms. All right, coming up next, Raleigh-based sports radio show host Jeff Pantrance joins the show. He doesn't like the NIT either, and he's got an idea of what to do about it. That's next. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan. We're live on location at Wings Etc. in Boiling Springs. Right here on ESPN Upstate. Live on location at Wings Etc. in Boiling Springs. I thank all the people sitting out here for putting up with me. My name is Mark Ryan. It is great to be here with you guys on a glorious Wednesday. You know, I blamed myself for the crappy weather we've had out here. I moved out here in January. 90% of the days have been highs of 44 and raining, right? Look at the days we're getting now. It must be as a result of all of you and having nothing to do with me. Are you from Tampa?
I
live in Tampa. I've lived in Tampa. That's incredible. That's insane. Look, small world, meeting people from all over the place out here today in Boiling Springs, South Carolina. Come out, say hello. Looking forward to meeting you guys. Boiling Springs, Wings, etc. Mark, Lonzo, the whole ESPN Upstate crew, joined right now by a good friend of the show. He is a friend of mine, was my producer, actually, in Tampa, Florida, at CBS Radio in Tampa, now a Raleigh-based sports radio show host. You heard him right here on ESPN Upstate, filling in for yours truly and Straight Up with Sturge about a month ago. Jeff Pantridge joins us right now on the line with an idea for the NIT that I think is titillating. Jeff Pantridge, what's up, bud?
Miggity Mark Ryan, what's going on, my man?
Listen. I love that you match my energy when you come on our show, brother. I absolutely love that, man. Love that. So let's start this. I don't know if you've seen, Jeff. I think at this point you'd have to be living under a rock not to. I kind of got in a little trouble on social media last night, okay? Kind of got in a little bit of trouble on social media last night about this Mike Trout nonsense. And I learned today that apparently Colin Cowherd is not a credible source, according to many, because Cowherd said about Mike Trout, congrats on being rich and irrelevant. And then he continued, Mike Trout knows his contract will limit what his team can do moving forward. My take has simply been, Mike Trout is great, but in a sport where one player doesn't really make that much of a difference, Pants, I'm pretty sure the Angels could have won zero playoff games in Mike Trout's career without him. Am I wrong?
No, that's true. You're right about that. I totally get that. And I usually, and I saw your tweets and I saw everybody coming at you. And usually in those situations, I kind of hearken it to A-Rod when he signed the big deal with Texas. They really didn't do much. But at the same time, when A-Rod went to New York, they did win a World Series with him. So it was because of him. He was the MVP of the World Series, if I remember correctly. So it is possible. It's a lot of money, obviously. $430 million is a lot of money for Mike Trout. But that being said, baseball is the one sport that does not have a salary cap. So if Artie Moreno wants to spend more money, if he wants to spend more money on more players, who's to say that they can't get into the playoffs and win some playoff series? I don't think it hamstrings the team as much as you do. And let me add one more thing, Mark, and I'm not a stat geek at all. I'm not a war guy. To be honest, I'm not even sure what war means.
Let's declare war on all those people doing that, please. Can we do that? Let's do that.
Yes.
Okay.
I would totally be down for that. But I'm pretty sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, like nerds out there, war is like wins above replacement. And I heard last night from one of the nerds, I think it was Tim Kirchin, that his war is better than anybody's war in the history of war. So that shows his value.
Forget World War One. Forget World War Two. Mike Trout trumps all. Right. Yes, absolutely. So here's the thing. His war, Pants, is 10, right? So 10 wins above what an average player would do out of 162 games, Pants, big deal.
Yeah.
What is it doing for them? You know, it's gotten them nowhere. It's gotten them nothing. So it's you're giving. I mean, if I'm going to give you the richest contract in sports, you've got to win me an NBA title. You've got to take me to a Super Bowl. You know, one player in outfield in baseball, he's great. And people are attacking me like I'm saying something bad about Mike Trout, Pants. He's a phenomenal baseball player. It's just that his sport doesn't lend itself to one player being able to carry a team.
It doesn't, and they need help, and he hasn't won a World Series yet, but who says they can't win a World Series now? He keep in mind, he wasn't the richest player of all time before this contract. So if they can add more pieces, anything is possible. I just – he's the it's hard. I know it's a lot of money, but if you have the money, spend the money. And Artie Moreno's got the money. It's like, if he's spending $430 million, what's the guy worth? Maybe the guy's worth $5 billion, and $430 million isn't that big of a deal. I'm not sure. But what do you do? You can't trade him.
Nobody would give up
10 draft picks for him.
And I want to get to your take on the NIT picks, but here's what it comes down to. The Angels have never had a $200 million payroll, okay? Never in their history.
Yeah.
So with this Mike Trout deal, are they still under $200 million, or is Artie Moreno going to be willing to add $35 million to whatever payroll, $170, $180 million he had before, right?
Yeah.
If we're signing Mike Trout at the expense of the rest of the roster, Colin Cowherd is right, and Mike Trout is now rich and irrelevant. But if Artie Moreno, all we can do, what's the greatest predictor of future behavior, Pants, is past behavior, right? This has been a guy that's never hit $200 million in payroll. So if he does something he's never done before, great. But I think that's as likely as Stu Sternberg suddenly throwing a bunch of money on the Rays in Tampa. I think I don't know how likely it is. And anyway, Pants, let's get to your idea, your theory. Clemson is playing in the NIT. There were literally tens of fans in attendance last night to see the game against Wright State. I'll tell you, Pants, I would watch if Furman beats Wichita State, they play Clemson, and that would be an NIT game that I would watch. But by and large, the NIT stands for not in tournament. So what's your take? What are we doing about it?
Okay, first off, the NIT is just – it's the stupidest thing in sports. It really is. I don't know anything. I'm 41 years old. I've been a sports talk radio host for years. I've never watched an NIT game in my life, and I don't plan on starting now. It's just not happening. I don't get – these teams are playing for 69th place. what does that do? What do they do?
Well, like, it makes Rob Gronkowski very happy. He likes that number.
It certainly does. I know he does. Like, do they celebrate? I've never actually seen a game. Does the winner of the NIT cut down the nets, or do they say, you know what, we probably shouldn't waste that $5 on a net and just say, okay, let's just go home? Do they even celebrate? How do you celebrate being 69th? I don't know. Like, so I've never gotten the NIT. I never will. But I was thinking about it last night, and the NBA, what the NBA needs, while the NIT doesn't work in college, an NIT-style tournament would work wonders for the NBA. Mark, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. So the NBA right now, the current system, you have the 16 teams get in the playoffs, 14 teams get in the lottery. The lottery's stupid. I've never liked the lottery, and you have a massive tanking problem now in the NBA, especially when you have a generational talent like Zion Williamson that's going to be the number one overall pick. Mark, I have a solution to stop tanking in the NBA and create revenue, and that's by having an NIT tournament in the NBA. The bottom 14 teams play in a single elimination tournament, with the top two seeds getting a first-round bye. Winner of the tournament gets the number one overall pick. If it were this year, you get Zion Williamson, and you change your team, your franchise forever. I think that would do so much for the NBA, and would be must-see TV for the United States of America. I would love to see this tournament.
So let me get this right. Best two teams, the best, not the worst, the best two teams get a bye. The winner gets Zion Williamson. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an idea for an NIT for the NBA. So that, Pants, I got to tell you, I kind of think the attention around this loser's bracket might even rival that of the teams playing in the playoffs. Do you run this simultaneously with the playoffs, with the NBA playoffs? Do you
Absolutely. Just like the NIT in college.
You got a star player that wants to play with another star player. Who's a star player that's on a bad team in the NBA? How about Trae Young on the Atlanta Hawks? Okay,
sure, great example.
Luka Doncic on the Dallas Mavericks. You get to play in the lottery in the NIT of the NBA for the right to draft Zion Williamson or the number one pick in the draft, and you can earn that way by winning said tournament. Pants, here's where I love your idea. And I don't understand why more people don't challenge this. Why, at its core, Why do we award the number one pick in the draft to a team in sports doing its job the worst? Why do
Great
we do
question.
That? You know, like, is this part of our societal issue where we reward mediocrity, where everyone gets a trophy in our society? Because, you know, in the NFL, you know what I would do? 1 through 32, throw all 32 teams in the lottery. Ah, but Mark Ryan, then you could have the Patriots getting the first overall pick. Yes, you could. Because they've done things, that, by and large, a great way to win. Right? So I don't understand why we need to give the best picks to the worst teams who are perpetually in the lottery year after year anyway. It's not doing anything to help them get out of being awful, right?
No.
I don't get it.
No, it's not. And usually they're the worst teams for that reason, and they make the wrong pick anyway. But if these teams had a chance to go after the best player and earn it, it would make us interested in these bad teams. Say, this is another thing. This is another problem with the NBA. There are 10 teams that are on TV all the time, and 20 teams that I've never seen. I've never seen this. I haven't seen a Sacramento Kings game in 15 years, and they got good players. I'd love to see De'Aaron Fox. I'd love to see Marvin Bagley III. How great would it be to showcase this young talent? You mentioned Trae Young. How about Kemba Walker? Nobody outside of the Carolina has ever seen that guy, and he's great. How about LeBron James? He's not going to be in the playoffs this year. Imagine LeBron James. If you told LeBron James that you have a chance to get Zion Williamson on the Lakers next year, all you got to do is beat these other 13 teams in a single elimination tournament, you think he'd be fired up and the Lakers would be fired up? It would be amazing. I would love to see this. I think America would really love to see it as well.
I think we would see LeBron James try for the first time this year. You know?
Yeah.
I
mean,
wouldn't that be amazing to witness? You know?
Imagine that. There would be no load management, none of this crap that's going on. He'd be playing. Anthony Davis would be playing. Anthony Davis might stay in New Orleans if he has a chance at Zion Williamson. Who knows? I think one thing, the reason, Mark, the main reason why we love football, yes, gambling has a lot to do with it, fantasy football, but the main reason why we love football, college and pro, is because every game matters. And that's what's wrong with the NBA. That's what's wrong with Major League Baseball and hockey, too, an extent as well. If you create that urgency, especially in a single elimination tournament, America will watch, the NBA will make a ton of money, and they'll get rid of tanking. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we like to talk to him often, always brings interesting content to the show. He's a Raleigh-based sports radio show host, my former co-host slash producer in Tampa. His name is Jeff Pantridge. Follow him on Twitter at Pants Party Radio. My friend, great talking with you, bud.
Always a pleasure, my friend. And don't let those Twitter trolls get you down, Mark. Keep fighting.
I will, buddy. Thank you so much. Never, never.
You know, he and I had a conversation that eventually we're going to get you into wrestling, because he said that if – and I should
have – When did this conversation happen?
You weren't there.
Okay.
So I talked to him off the air, and turns out he's a big wrestling fan. What happened to you? I mean, come on.
Listen, what happened to me –
Be careful. Remember, you're live.
What happened to me is I grew up. That's what happened. It's called becoming an adult, right? I no longer live in my mom's basement. I no longer pick my boogers. When we become adults, we naturally grow out of wrestling.
Listen, I know people are eating out here. So how do you get the boogers out if you don't pick them?
You are ruining people's appetites here, Lonzo, and it is not appreciated at all. Let's go ahead and get to P.E.'s phone call. He's been hanging patiently on the line. P.E., thanks for the call, bud. You're offsides. Go ahead.
Hello?
P.E., you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Man, it's so good to talk to you, buddy. You're offsides. What can I do for you?
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about Ja Morant, and you were talking about some of the players, why they're leaving South Carolina and going to other schools and such and such. My son taught Ja Morant his senior year at Crestwood High School
awesome.
In Sumter. My wife,
what can you tell me
wife,
about
family,
it?
My wife's family from Sumter.
Okay.
Ja Morant, he gained 25 pounds and grew 4 inches over the summer of his junior year, after his junior year. And my son watched him grow, and he taught him biology. My son's a biology teacher. Ja Morant went to Murray State because Murray State was there ever since he was a freshman.
The whole way through. Shame on South Carolina. Shame on Clemson for not being in on Ja Morant earlier. Now, what did your
son say? In South Carolina, South Carolina is only 40 miles away from where he played basketball.
And how do you miss that? It's your job not to miss that. It's your job not to screw that up, right? And South Carolina found a way not to be in on him. Now, let me ask you this, P.E. What did your son say about Ja Morant, the person? What kind of kid is he?
He's a great kid. Come from a great family, man. Very religious, very academic. I think he wants to be a dentist.
He can be a dentist after he retires from the NBA, but P.E., he's going to be the number two pick in the draft right after Zion Williamson. Thank you so much for the call, P.E. Folks, isn't it the height of frustration that we're about to enter the most glorious tournament in all of sports? We've got fans wearing UNC gear out here today. We're about to enter the most glorious event in all of sports, and the best two players, Zion Williamson and Ja Morant, are from South Carolina. And neither Clemson nor South Carolina is in the NCAA tournament. That has really got to puncture your air mattress, doesn't it? It certainly does mine. All right, coming up next on the show, you love them, but is that really possible? I will explain what that means to you next. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan, live on location at Wings Etc. in Boiling Springs. We are ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.